Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the effects of what's going on in the news talk radio business. We go through these numbers every week from number 1 to number 10, not only the stories and topics, but also the people that are on the list, enumerated by one Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, the place to go every day for your fresh update on what's going on with your favorite hosts and what are the big topics of the day, that sort of thing. The people who love this format, who listen to this program sort of by definition, are here now waiting for Michael to go through what has happened this past week in terms of good conversation on news talk radio stations. Michael?
Lots of interesting things, as always, Doug. And here are the top 10 stories on news talk stations across America, according to the research of Talkers. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action tied with NFL training camps have opened, and the very beginnings of the football season have started. At number 9, the Bush tax cuts issue. At number 8, the aftermath of Aurora. At number 7, Iran tensions and Syria violence. At number 6, the India power grid collapse. At number 5, the London Olympics. At number 4, Cruz, Texas primary win. At number 3, jobless claims up, Fed stand pat. At number 2, the Chick-fil-A controversy. And at number 1, the presidential race back in the top spot. Here are the 10 most talked about people. At number 10, James Holmes. At number 9, Michael Bloomberg. At number 8, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 7, John Boehner. 6, Bill Clinton. At number 5, Ted Cruz. Number 4, Ben Bernanke. Dan Cathy is at 3. Mitt Romney is at 2. And number 1 is Barack Obama.
Thus, the presidential campaign returns to the number 1 spot on the Talkers 10 this week. The stuff that's in here, we all look for something fresh. I think those of us who do this for a living, we all, it's like grasping at straws, I believe is the phrase. Okay, so is the Chick-fil-A controversy sort of that in a sense? We have all of these other, it's the, you know, the same old with the Fast and Furious and the politics and, you know, so the, once in a while, the Syria, Middle East, once in a while, there's something that just sort of throws itself at us. And I wonder if you think that this Chick-fil-A thing is one of those items.
Well, the Chick-fil-A thing is both one of those items and an important story at the same time. It's kind of crazy. It straddles the silly, yeah, and the serious. The silly is because it sounds funny, you know, a chicken joint fast food place suddenly in the middle of an issue that has absolutely nothing to do with it, gay marriage and fried chicken. I mean, give me a break.
Gay chickens. Wait a minute. Yeah. I got it. I know what the story is. The problem is that Chick-fil-A is serving chicken from gay chickens.
Well, you never know if chickens are gay. I still don't know how birds have sex, but that's another story.
Well, you heard the expression, you know, birds of a feather, and they flock together. That's how it works.
I see. But if you ask most people on the street how do birds reproduce, most of them would not know. But that's neither here nor there.
I think we ought to spend the rest of our time together trying to figure out how birds reproduce. And we maybe sing a little with it. You and I can sing, birds do it, yet let's fall in love.
The role of the male in the process is very mysterious to most people. Mm-hmm. Chicken lays an egg.
How do snakes reproduce?
But where's the man chicken in all of this?
Right. I want to know about the man. How about snakes and their reproduction, or tarantulas?
Yeah, well, snakes. You know, yeah, there's a lot of them around. But, man chickens, you know, I mean, we've heard of man cows, but man chickens, they're just, you know, whatever.
We've heard of boy calves as well.
But this Chick-fil-A thing is serious in as much as you have mayors of cities saying they can't open, or specifically in Chicago, because of something that the owner said,
yeah,
in a limited venue in a Baptist in a little Baptist newspaper, he gives his opinion, yeah, and that is indeed a First Amendment issue when the government steps in and stands in the way of somebody simply expressing an opinion about a legitimate issue. It's a legitimate issue, and he wasn't doing anything to stop people from being hired. It had nothing to do with their service to the public. It was just one person's political, social opinion. Then it becomes a very serious issue. So on one level, you know, it's kind of frivolous. On another level, it's very serious.
Yeah, the frivolity, if you will, seeing some of the hosts and them going to particularly, what it has done is shown the power of this medium, because as near as I could tell, at the end of the week, this thing happened, I think, midweek, and the stores, there are 140, 50 of these stores around the country, and they're in a rapid expansion mode, they ran out of product. So many people showed up at so many of these stores, they literally ran out of enough food to serve people. And that's completely because of the attention focused on it by whether it's the Sliwa or Huckabee or Limbaugh, whoever it is. Those are the people that take credit for putting them on the map. This guy couldn't have bought his way into this kind of success.
It also shows an example of how this medium operates, why it's such a great advertising vehicle, because you don't have to have millions and millions and millions of people watching the Super Bowl and pay millions of dollars to have an ad for your car or your beer that gets lost in the shuffle. This medium galvanizes specific target audiences, and when they show up, it adds up. It doesn't take that many people to be the difference between a fast food restaurant having a good day of business or a bad day of business.
Right.
And that's where the people that market talk radio should be pointing to an event like this, because it really illustrates the advertising power of talk radio.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers, continues here on The Countdown in a moment.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. One of the things that we have bounced back and forth about over the years, Michael, when talking about news talk radio, the issues of the day, the events of the day, all the people that folks are talking about, I think that's the way Gene Burns used to refer to how the formatics came together. And there's this assumption on the part of those listening on commercial stations that this list is procured, or it sort of provides us an overview of the discussions on commercial news talk radio. I'm not sure that that's a that ought to be not challenged, or whether it's true, because if you look at the role these public stations are having in the dialogue, the issues of the day, the debates, they're pretty powerful, pretty potent. And I wondered what you thought of, for example, in Boston, one of the big, most influential talk stations in the NPR stable is WGBH and WBUR. Those stations have created sort of networks on their own. And I wonder, this is a business when you look at it, and one doesn't think that it ought to be a business because these are nonprofits. I guess I wonder what you think about the influence of public radio, more and more people listening to it because it's well done, whether there ought to be, is there controversy here, given the fact that these stations get public money in expanding by going and buying other services like GBH?
I think that the controversy over whether or not, first of all, I'm all for public radio. I'm all for all kinds of radio. I'm a free speech advocate, and I'm for diversity and variety in the media. So it's a non-issue to me. Public radio is fine. I do think, though, that the controversy over whether public radio is funded in part, remember, it's only a small part of their total funding, right, comes from government subsidies. I do think that's a legitimate issue that is very valid, and I could see why people would legitimately complain about tax dollars going to fund a specific branch of the media, which really isn't all that different than the commercial media that it competes against.
Well, that's one of the things that does bug me a little bit, because it's supposedly non-commercial, but yet you have all of these support provided by announcements, and they are clearly, maybe 85% of them are commercial interests. Automobile companies, you name whoever is across the board advertising on commercial radio stations, and the same names show up at public broadcasting. There are some foundations that are mentioned in there. But there's a large amount of money that's being spent by these advertisers because they know there are a ton of people listening to these stations.
Yeah, you bring up a very valid criticism.
And so I guess I wonder whether this doesn't add, if I were on the air doing this kind of a program, I've never supported, nor have I liked the idea that public money was being used for public radio, because I know how they produce. You know the story of what Ellen, one of your coworkers, and I went through when we tried to get a radio program on public radio, and they told us we weren't members of the club, so don't bother. And that's the way it's seen. And the fact that they have public money, they don't need it. They got tons of dough, and they are so inefficient in how they produce things. I don't want them taking money from me to fund their extravagances. But I like what that frankly, I'm a listener. And you are too, probably, right? I mean, this is how we know what's going on that side of the street.
Yeah, well, I just want your listeners to know that that was your opinion, not mine.
Yes, it is.
I don't consider it to be the other side of the street that we cover.
All right, so there it is, the overview of what's going on. Some of the pertinent information, not only about the topics, but the behind the scenes in the world of news talk radio. Commercially speaking, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here with me. I'm Doug Steppen.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. discount includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So here we are, overviewing as many of the hot hits as we can get on the air. Usually each hour focuses on three or four or five, depending on how much time we have. And the Tea Party win in the Senate primary in Texas. Here's host Brian Thomas talking about Ted Cruz, who defeated Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. And that seems to show the Tea Party is alive and well, so some think.
Former big-spending Utah senator-turned-D.C. lobbyist after he lost out to a Tea Party guy, Bob Bennett. You may recall him being one of the first casualties of the Tea Party Revolution, surfaced on Fox Business the other day, commenting on the worst Congress ever, and declaring, and I quote, "The Tea Party wave is receding and is not going to be as big a factor as it was in 2010. Host Connell McShane said, "What, when it hurt you?" He said, yeah. Well, I guess he doesn't know much. I guess he hasn't been paying attention. Where do we have our most recent development? In Texas. Lawyer Ted Cruz scored a surprisingly easy win over David Dewhurst in the Republican primary runoff for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Cruz once was considered a long shot to take down the well-heeled Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, the favorite of the party establishment, as well as Hutchinson's heir apparent. But he's steadily gaining the polls, Cruz did, and now has won. Ted Cruz said to a jam-packed crowd of supporters at the JW Marriott Hotel yesterday, "Wow, we did it." He reminded them when he started his campaign, he was largely unknown. He said, "This is a victory for the grassroots. And you people here," and this is the main reason to bring up an article like this and point it out, "well, it's just Texas politics." No, it's not just Texas politics. It is proof to all of those people out there that say, "Tea Party doesn't mean anything. Where have they been? I haven't seen them at one rally. I don't know." Hey, you guys are still meeting. You are getting elected to local positions. You are taking control of a Republican Party that is just as evilly corrupt as the Democrats. They just spin it a different way, don't they?
Here are a number of callers and what they have to say about the Tea Party and whether it may still be a factor in the election this year.
To be honest with you, I've watched politics for the last couple of years a little more closely because I'm worried about my kids and grandkids. And the bottom line to me is this. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, and we have independents who have been up on that hill and running our government into the ground with $16 trillion in deficit. And we are now having people come up there and say enough is enough. And there is something good about that. Compromise is not give in to the other people. Look where we are because of everybody supposedly compromising. Our kids' and grandkids' future is being ruined by them. And I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. There's enough egg for everyone's face who's been there more than one term. And they all should be thrown out. I'm fired up. And I think that the bottom line is the news media has taken this thing and made the Tea Party into something that's like this big monster in the room. And the bottom line is it has nothing to do with the Tea Party, in my opinion. It has to do with the American people having enough. We are done with the politics of this garbage because we need to worry about our country and forget about everybody else.
I think the Tea Party is good for America. They're civil. They try to get things done. They get shut down by the media. Yeah, I just think they're what we need right now at this point in time in history. I don't think that my kids are going to grow up in a better America than what I grew up in. And
these Tea Party activists think they know better, think that, you know, this major whiplash reaction to what the Bush administration brought us to, which was, as we've said many, many times, the brink of the worst, you know, economic crisis since the Depression, which President Obama has worked furiously to keep us from, you know, snapping back there, while he's trying to deal with this reactionary Congress that says, just cut, 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 and somehow that's going to stimulate the economy.
Let's add to these calls with yours at 800-510-8255. Tea Party, presidential race, and general in politics here on The Countdown in just a few moments.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Let's make a federal case out of it, shall we? 800-510-8255. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So we're reviewing the hot hits in talk radio and are discussing at the moment the what some in the news media want to have you believe is the resurgence of the Tea Party. I didn't think they ever went anywhere, but as we know, the simple minds of those people who want to influence your thinking. Wow, look at this. The Texas Tea Party has done well in the Senate primary, okay? So that's the big storyline. Here's Charlie in Texas with thoughts on the Tea Party.
It has taken approximately over three decades to get us to the national debt that we're at. All of that was supply-side economic policies. The Tea Party expect that we're going to change everything overnight when it took over three decades to get us where we're at. The solution, in my opinion, is gradually reduce the spending, but you have to do compromise. There has to be compromise.
All right. So the story is that a member of the Tea Party in Texas outdid the lieutenant governor when it came to getting votes for the Senate seat that's going to be open now that Kay Bailey Hutchison is no longer going to serve. So the news media has jumped on this and said, wow, look at the Tea Party. It was almost dead. The Tea Party has been very influential, it seems to me, all the way around. Is the story behind the story, the money and the influence coming from the Koch family, for example? There are several, three or four different families and groups and businesses that have been supporting Tea Party ideas all over the country. One of the real conversations here, it seems to me, isn't just what's going on in Texas, but how the Tea Party got started and how it got hijacked by the likes of the Koch brothers and some of the people that are on the extreme right in the Republican Party, and how intolerant they are, how difficult they are to deal with. I was very enthusiastic about the Tea Party as long as they stayed with fiscal matters, because the fiscal concerns are what concern most of us. But then they went off into their social agenda and kind of left a lot of people in the dirt and missed an opportunity, I think, in terms of the national stage. So what do you think about the Tea Party? Do you embrace all of its ideas, or are you, like me, the fiscal side of things? I'm really interested in that. They are overemphasizing, underemphasizing, doing things the right way. What say you? 800-510-8255. Tony's in Arizona talking about the Tea Party and whether they are supporting the right person.
I just wanted to say, if the Tea Party is the group they claim to be, it would side with Ron Paul
Ron Paul's the man who believes in the supreme law of the land, limited government, personal responsibility, and this is everything that the Tea Party claims they stand for. The Tea Party seems to be a generic form of the GOP party. And on another note, if Romney will not beat Obama, because all he's doing at the moment is bashing Obama, and it is impossible for me to figure out where the man stands at the moment.
Yeah. Have you listened to the Obama campaign, sir? They're talking about bashing. 800-510-8255. The discussion of this primary in Texas and the Tea Party candidate winning. Roger in New York believes in the Tea Party.
I really, honestly, really kind of believed in the Tea Party when it started. Something more than the norm in this country, and something needed to be shaken up because this is ridiculous. The special interests and everything like that have just, made it gridlock. It really has, and there's really nothing to be done with it. But I don't know. It's turning into kind of a nightmare, the Tea Party, and, balance it out to the Occupy on the other side. Everyone's banging their heads against each other, trying to figure out the next way to go. And it's not forward thinking at all.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, and you're right on. I think, Roger, you're right about that. They started with a great idea, and then it was, as I said a few minutes ago, sort of overcome or overtaken, and now is awash in sort of ridiculous ideas that won't ever carry the mainstream. The people are they're so wrapped around their own ideas, they don't want to be flexible. Mitt Romney's not a great candidate for any number of reasons. Ron Paul's a much better candidate. And is there room for three parties? 800-510-8255. This is the story of an insurgent candidate backed by the Tea Party movement who convincingly defeated the Republican establishment favorite in the runoff Senate primary election that was held on Tuesday. So this is what people are talking about. What's the status of the Tea Party? News media says, wow, look at the Tea Party. I think his name was Cruz, if I'm not mistaken. Cruz. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Easily done by going to DougStephan.com. Aaron in Oklahoma with thoughts on the Tea Party and the good it does.
I think that that the left has been desperately trying to characterize them as a radical group, calling them racists and Nazis and crazy and all these other things. When it really it's a movement of regular people who are trying to rein in the government, and it's just out of control spending. And there have been comments about the obstructionist Congress, supposedly. And what's been happening, though, if you remember, the first 2 years of the Obama administration, our deficit skyrocketed. The Democrats, while they had control, were shutting out the Republican Party, trying to pass bills that nobody had read. And it seems to me that obstructionism in this situation was exactly the right thing to do. And as far as the influence of the Tea Party, I think that the thing that's good about the Tea Party is that rather than being a third party, which does nothing but siphon off votes in elections, they have influenced the Republican Party in ways that a lot of people agree with.
Yeah, that's very true. 800-510-8255. Susan Wood writes, I have heard you many times talk about the need to have more political parties so that we have more choices. We currently have three parties, Republican, Democrat, and the Liberal Party. If we had 5 or 10 or 15 parties, I don't believe that I'd feel very secure in my nation because the vote would be split even further. Minority factions in our population and the very rich would have more chance of selecting our leaders. Man, that's what's going on right now. The Koch brothers are selecting the Tea Party candidates, and the PACs are selecting or pushing Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and there is all told about, it looks to be if you check the numbers out, $4 billion is going to be spent between now and Election Day, $2 billion on the presidential race, $1 billion being raised by each party, and then the congressional races and the Senate race. It's just, it's pathetic. It's sick. It's dangerous. That's what we ought to be debating. 800-510-8255. Thank you for your comment. Here's Becky in Maryland. The Tea Party maybe will have take hold and change things in America.
I believe that the basics behind the Tea Party were about smaller government. I'm not an active member of the Tea Party, but I do support it. We want smaller government, and we want our officials, the people that we vote for, we want them to be held accountable for the votes that they make. I see a change happening in this country, and I'm not sure which way we're going to go. Are we going to go more towards the European model, where government takes care of you from cradle to grave, or are we going to go back to our roots, where if you worked hard, anyone could become successful in this country?
I'm for that, aren't you? 800-510-8255. Ted Cruz. He got the support of very conservative right-wing voters in the mainstream over in the Republican Party, was Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. This is one of the, and he was backed by the governor and lots of national political figures. The race has been closely watched because there is great contrast between the mainstream of the Republican Party and these activists that belong to the Tea Party. Cheering crowds in Houston, Cruz says, millions of Texans, millions of Americans are rising up to reclaim our country. That'd be great if we had an agenda that was universal and wasn't as these people or you people or the people who are so interested in controlling what's going on in your private lives. That's what turns off. That's what turned people off to Rick Santorum big time. 800-510-8255. It's 16 before the hour. More of your callers, more of the thoughts on the Tea Party. Stand by for that here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
800-510-8255 in the countdown. We're discussing at the moment the Tea Party, but I see a number of people who want to be heard on the status of politics and politicians in general, seemingly aiming at Congress and government spending. So if you want to talk about that, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Let's finish with some of these callers on the Tea Party win in Texas. For example, Gene in Arkansas on the Tea Party now.
I think the Tea Party is an attitude. I'm not so sure it's a big movement. I think it's in people's heads. Maybe it's the people. I know for myself, I went to a few meetings in 2009. I still feel that way, but I don't get out and go to a meeting. You know, I don't go anywhere. I read on the internet. I make myself more informed. But I don't have Tea Party signs in front of my house. I think it's an attitude. I don't think it's a gathering.
800-510-8255. See if Joe in New York represents your thinking on Ted Cruz's win in Texas.
I don't see this as a victory for the Tea Party. I see this as a victory for America. Look where our country's at. 24 million Americans out of work. They sent our jobs overseas. They sent our kids to die in the Middle East based a lot on lies and occupation. We're $17 trillion in debt and getting deeper in debt. And we could continue down the same path and keep voting for people like the people that we see in front of our TV every day, or we could put in new people that will be more responsible, put America back on the track of jobs over here, less giving away of our wealth, less spending. And, well, if we're going to spend, let's make sure we have the money to spend. And this is a victory for America, not the Tea Party. Don't make it a Tea Party issue. Make it an issue for America where we finally get people that represent us.
Good idea, sir. Makes good sense. 800-510-8255. Tidbits of conversation here about the Tea Party. Cliff in Ohio, you're next on the countdown.
I'm a Tea Party member. I went to several of the functions in Washington. The Tea Party is strong not because it's the religious left. Or religious right, or because it's any fringe cause. It's about fiscal responsibility. And the Tea Party will continue to be strong as long as that's what it's about. Any responsible American can recognize you can't borrow 42 cents of every dollar that you're spending and stay a viable entity.
800-510-8255. Is America a viable entity? That's a question. Gil in Oklahoma, let's wrap up this discussion of the Tea Party by itself.
I was a Republican when I first voted, and I voted for Nixon over Kennedy. But I want to say this about the new Republican Party. They became Republicans after 64 and 65, and now they're rhinos, Republicans in name only. They're still the same. From the Tea Party side, they're still the same Dixiecrats, a blue dog, yellow dog, Dixiecrats. And the thing is that where is their ability to work with other people? They're so strident in what they do.
800-510-8255. We'll continue with listen to some of your calls on the status of members of Congress right now, 51 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing with your calls and comments at 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown, now discussing politics and politicians in general. And I see that most of these callers, or many of them, are focused on Congress. For example, Sarah in Cleveland, on Congress caring too much for their donors.
You know what? It almost seems as if our Congress, a great part of it, not all of them, because there are some Congress people up there working very hard for the people, like that Van Hollen and Nancy Pelosi and a few others. But I can't find anybody like that on the Republican side that's working for the 99%. It just seems like our Congress has been bought by the Alec Corporation that's headed by the Koch brothers. We never voted for Grover Norquist, but they have more respect for Grover Norquist and their oath with Grover Norquist than they do for the 99% of the American people.
There are the Koch brothers coming back up again. 800-510-8255. People are upset because of votes like this week's vote in the House, the tax vote, although there are a lot of things that can be scrutinized, but the arguing back and forth and inflexibility is what seems to be bugging people. Judy in Nashville, tired of Congress.
I have a lot of problems with Congress. That's the very reason, being a Republican, I voted for Obama in the last election, and probably vote for him again because he's a constitutional lawyer. This is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And we have a Congress who doesn't care a damn about the people. I didn't mean to use a curse word, but they do not consider anything. We have people without jobs, and yet they're going to send $2 billion, or they're worried about what they're going to give to Pakistan, smack Pakistan in the hand and say, let's write a check. They divide that money, give it to the American people. That way they can start their own businesses. We'll blow the economy. And the next time we call you about a truck coming, have our army waiting for the truck.
800-510-8255. Don in Texas on cutting.
We need to cut as much as we can.
You know, the problem is all these Democrats are telling us all Republicans are the party of no. Of course we say no. We're not a Democrat's mother that never said no to anybody. You know, we're telling the truth about everything, and Obama and his Democrats are lying about everything, and they want to give away everything. You know, we keep hearing the fake unemployment numbers, people going back to work. We know it's all a lie because they're cutting out who the people that are coming back to work are. And the people that are unemployed aren't looking for unemployment anymore because they can't get any. Everything Obama's done has been total idiocy. Everything the Democrats have done have been total failures.
Okay, so isn't that representative of the kind of stuff we're talking about? Democrats all bad, Republicans all good. How can that be the case? Renee listens in San Antonio, Texas to the countdown.
What I dislike are the lobbyists and that we're not paying enough attention to the plight of the elderly. Here in San Antonio, I've worked in the past years. I'm a retired teacher, and I work with the elderly poor, those that you... They have parts of their roof are gone, their floors are gone, you see the sky, you see the ground, and no one seems to, you know, be pinpointing their problems. They're too proud to ask for help, and I've even seen elderly women here in San Antonio eating cat food because they are too proud to ask for help. As a Republican, I always have been taught to stand on my own 2 feet. But what can we do more for the elderly?
So Republicans stand on their own 2 feet, Democrats don't. Is that what we're hearing? Chris in Kansas City, government and stopping the bailouts.
I think the American people need to understand is that our government, Congress, senators or whatever, they are a corporation themselves. So they only have the best interests of other corporations over the American people. I mean, look what happened under the Clinton administration. They passed NAFTA. NAFTA caused a mass exodus of jobs out of this country. And how did NAFTA come about? Big businessmen go to our congressmen and present an ideal. And then look what happened under it. Soon as Barack Obama got in office, the first thing he did was bail out these large corporations. So our government is a corporation and the only people they have the best interest is other corporations.
Yeah. All right, so you can hear the frustration in people's voices. How will it be demonstrated in November? We just went through a primary season where many of you had no voice because of the way the two political parties have a stranglehold on how to do things. Why should my vote count for who gets elected to the president, or at least who is going to represent a party, and people in California not? Amazing storylines, and they're all here. We discuss them all on the Talk Radio Couch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.